Young people from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part, too.
They're doing their part. Are you? Join the mobile infantry and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship. The bugs send another meteor our way. But this time, we're ready. Planetary defenses are better than ever. Plendathu, source of the bug meteor attacks, orbits a twin star system whose brutal gravitational forces produce an unlimited supply of bug meteorites in the form of this asteroid belt. To ensure the safety of our solar system, Plendathu must be eliminated. We break net now and take you live to Plendathu, where the invasion has begun.
EXU Uplink on 2-1, you're on.
We've just landed here on what Cap Troopers is calling Big K, the 6th Mobile Infantry Division. It's an ugly planet, a bug planet, a planet hostile to life.
Rico! Pay attention.
Time, Mr. Ratchet.
Let's sum up. This year we explored the failure of democracy, how the social scientists brought our world to the brink of chaos. We talked about the veterans, how they took control and imposed the stability that has lasted for generations since. You know these facts. But have I taught you anything of value this year? You, why are only citizens allowed to vote?
It's a reward. What the Federation gives you for doing federal service.
No. No. Something given has no value. Look, when you vote, you are exercising political authority. You're using force. And force, my friends, is violence. The supreme authority from which all other authority is derived.
My mother always said violence never solves anything.
Really? I wonder what the city fathers of Hiroshima would say about that. You.
They probably wouldn't say anything. Hiroshima was destroyed.
Correct. Naked force has resolved more issues throughout history than any other factor. The contrary opinion, that violence never solves anything, is wishful thinking at its worst. People who forget that always pay. Rico. What's the moral difference, if any, between a civilian and a citizen?
A citizen accepts personal responsibility for the safety of the body politic, defending it with his life. A civilian does not.
The exact words of the text. But do you understand it? Do you believe it?
I don't know.
Of course you don't. I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Not here. Come on, let's see if they post the math final.
Rico, you take Tesla? We're gonna kill.
First thing Fleet Academy looks at is your math scores. Wish me luck.
Good job.
your turn.
Hold on. I want to talk to Marco. His sister's at fleet.
Marco.
Hi, Carmen.
Who's here about Roxy?
She made pilot.
35%. Very nice. Look at that. 35%, ladies and gentlemen. Big numbers.
Carl.
Still, you haven't done it yet, have you? Don't lie.
I'm not in any hurry.
Others are waiting.
Yeah. Did you read her mind?
Don't have to. It's pretty clear what she wants.
Yeah. But I want Carmen.
Oh, you got it bad.
Bye, Mark.
Hey, don't forget about this afternoon. He's always late when he walks you home to fish for a kiss.
Get out of here. Marco's sister made pilot.
So will you.
I mean, imagine flying a 500,000 tons of starship. You got nerves of steel.
Yeah, you do. Let's see how yours hold up. You may begin.
Oh. Now, come on. It's just a bug. You better put your goggles on.
Just the bug. We humans like to think we are nature's finest achievement. I'm afraid it just isn't true. This archaic sand beetle is superior in many ways. It reproduces in vast numbers, has no ego, has no fear, doesn't know about death, and so is the perfect selfless member of society.
But humans have created art, mathematics, and interstellar travel.
True. But before you let that go to your head, take the example of the arachnids, a highly evolved insect society. By human standards, they are relatively stupid. But their evolution stretches over millions of years. And now,
here, take this.
They can colonize planets by hurling their spore into space.
Okay, I think we got it. It's the heart. Here's the stomach.
There's some steel, huh?
Don't think about it. Just go on instinct. Try to visualize it. You know, statistically speaking, you should have accidentally guessed right by now. Try another.
So my psychic abilities are zero and I'm unlucky.
Now, luck's not a factor. No one really knows why some people are sensitive and some aren't. Who knows? Maybe it's a new stage of human evolution. That's why they do these kind of federal studies.
But Cyrano...
Shit. Time out.
Oh, you just want some attention. You don't play with him anymore.
Cyrano. Go bug Mom, Cyrano.
How do you make him do that?
Oh, I gave him the impression there's a grub crawling up my mom's leg. He's on a mission to go eat it.
I sure hope you don't do anything like that to me.
Don't be afraid. Can't do human. Yet.
Much better.
Now.
Hey, your helmet!
So what are you doing after the game?
Well, everyone's going to the dance, aren't you?
I don't know. It's my last night as a civilian.
Come on, number 12, let's go.
Ship out to Tereskova tomorrow.
You're going to the Fleet Academy? That's where I want to go.
Come on, number 12, let's play ball.
Don't get any ideas about my girlfriend.
All is fair in love and war.
The ball, Diz.
Ready, break. Down! Dead! My left!
Screen!
Hut!
You could grow up so fast, huh?
Mom, don't get mushy.
This came for you today. I presume at your request.
A lot of my friends are doing federal service.
Well, you're not thinking of applying.
Have you lost your mind? I'd rather take 10 lashes in public square than see you ruin your life.
It's a term of service. It's not a career. I just want to get out on my own. See the galaxy for a couple of years.
Johnny, people get killed in the Federal Service.
Who gave you this idea? It's a teacher, isn't it? What's his name? You know the one I'm talking about.
Mr. Radcheck.
Radcheck? Silly name. There should be a law against using a school as a recruiting station.
No, Radcheck doesn't do that at all. He sort of discourages you.
Well, that's good. Because you're going to Harvard, and that's the end of it.
It's my decision, not yours.
Well, is that how it is, huh?
Wait, you two. Dad and I have a surprise for you that will settle this. Can you guess what it is?
No.
You wanted to see the galaxy? How about a trip to the Outer Rings? Zegama Beach, huh?
I've always wanted to go there.
Good. Good. Then it's all settled. Don't go away.
I'm just going to go see Mr. Ratchet.
Hey, Rico, do you want to dance?
Actually, it is. I promised Carmen.
Oh, come on. Too bad for her if she's not around. You know, it's sad after tonight, most of us probably won't see each other again.
So, you still come play for Rio?
Yeah, it looks like, unless Tokyo lets me start.
Anyone who gets you is lucky.
Johnny, how come we never got together?
Can't we just be friends, Diz? Look, Diz, I want to talk to Mr. Ratchet.
You better hurry up if you want to catch him.
You bet.
distraction.
What is it, Rico?
I want to thank you. Your class was the best one I had this year.
Well, it's really not my job, please. I just hope you learn something.
I want to join up. I think I got what it takes to be a citizen.
Good for you. Go find out.
Well, my parents are against it. And I know it's my choice. I was wondering, what would you do if you were me?
Figuring things out for yourself is the only freedom anyone really has. Use that freedom. Make up your own mind, Rico.
Xander.
Yeah, we know each other from the game. No hard feelings?
Oh, none at all. We won. Come on, Carmen. It's the last dance.
Well, maybe I'll see you at the academy.
Yeah, who knows? Good luck.
Xander's going for pilot, too.
You two have so much in common.
Johnny and Rico. Are you jealous?
Well, maybe.
You don't have to be jealous.
Hey, break it up, you two. There's a place for that sort of thing. I've been thinking, and I'm going to do it, Carmen. I'm going to go for federal service.
That's great. Carl and I are signing up tomorrow. Come with us.
I will.
My father's not home tonight.
Fresh meat for the grinder, eh? So how'd your kids do?
I'm gonna be a pilot.
Well, good for you. We need all the pilots we can get.
Hey, did you get Starside R&D?
No.
I don't believe it.
I got Games in Theory.
Games in Theory? It's military intelligence.
Way to go, Carl.
Next time we meet, I'll probably have to salute you. What about you, son?
Infantry, sir.
Good for you. Mobile infantry made me the man I am today.
Must report to the Federal Transportation Hub within 24 hours. Welcome to the adventure of Federal Service.
Let's make a vow. No matter what, we'll always be friends.
I'll go for that.
Well, chances are we'll never see each other again. We'll be millions of light years away from each other. But, yeah, sure, why not?
You'll resign, and that's all there is to it. It may look bad, but if that's the worst you suffer, then that's fine.
I won't quit.
I'm telling you, you will. You're not going back. You're going on vacation.
I am not going on vacation. I want to be a citizen. My decision. I made it.
You walk out that door, you are cut off, young man. You understand me? All right, that's it. You are cut off!
Johnny, why won't you change your mind? Does citizenship mean that much to you?
Yeah. Sure.
I hope so. I hope you don't ruin your life over some silly little girl who wants to look handsome in a uniform.
Don't talk about Carmen that way.
Johnny.
Your attention, please. Outbound 13A.
all of 29 tests.
Do you have everything?
Moscow, Calgary.
Great.
Johnny!
You're late.
My dad had to help me pack. Suddenly he's afraid he's never going to see me again or something. It was sweet, but it took forever. Anyway, I guess I'm ready to go.
Yeah, me too. I'm wearing everything I own.
I'm sorry your parents were mad.
Who cares? The Federation will give me everything I need for the next 2 years, right?
You talked to Carl?
Yeah, he left this morning. Couldn't say where.
Oh, it's exciting going away. But I'm scared, aren't you?
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too.
I love you.
That's me.
Say it once. Try not to precise.
I love you. Don't forget to write.
I won't.
Citizen Rule. People making a better tomorrow. A murderer was captured this morning and tried today.
Guilty.
Sentence, death. Execution tonight at 6, all net, all channels. Would you like to know more?
If you think you're psychic, maybe you are.
Federal studies are being conducted in your community. Would you like to know more? Every school kid knows that arachnids are dangerous. However, Mormon extremists disregarded federal warnings and established Port Joe Smith, deep inside the arachnid quarantine zone. Too late, they realized that Dantana had already been chosen by other colonists, arachnids. Would you like to know more?
Most of you will not live to be in the mobile infantry. Trouble is, you are not good enough the way you are. Answer your sides. Cheer up. I am your senior drill instructor, Career Sergeant Zim. Suck it, Edgar! Feet together!
Think this had to happen to me. What a bunch of apes.
No, strike that. You don't rate that good. Never in my life have I seen...
Do you think I'm funny? Do I make you laugh? Do you think I'm a comedian, son?
I'm sorry.
The first words and the last words out of your stinking holes will be, sir! Do you get me?
Sir, yes, sir.
See that armory? Run around it. Run, I said. Run, run, run. Trusty, keep pace.
Move.
Now, anytime you think I'm being too tough, anytime you think I'm being unfair, anytime you miss your mommy, quit. New Sun from 1248, you grab your gear, you take a stroll down Washout Lane. Do you get me?
Sir, yes, sir.
Pathetic. I wonder if there's a handful of guts in a whole bunch of you. Now, who here thinks they got what it takes to knock me down?
Sir! I guess maybe I do. Sir!
Ah! 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 You all right, son?
Sir, yes, sir! It's my arm. I can't fucking sit.
Medic! Pain is in your mind. Who's next?
Sir!
Recruit Flores, reporting for duty, sir.
You specifically requested transfer from Fort Cronkite to this training unit?
Sir, I heard it was the best, sir.
It is the best. But what makes you think you're good enough?
That's the kind of gal who makes squad leader.
That's my job you're talking about.
I'd like to kill that sergeant, too.
Whoa, improper attitude. They'll kick you out for talking like that.
Bye-bye. There you go, down Washout Lane.
Yeah, either got what it takes or you don't.
Hey, there is a line.
Well, wait your turn, Ace.
Hey, that easy little soldier. It's all the same, Mark.
Get in line like everyone else.
You got some guts for a rich kid. I guess you and me could be buddies. What do you say?
I'm honored.
Hey! Of course you are. Everybody should have a friend like me.
Come on, Ed. Back of the line. Yeah, back of the line.
Come on, back.
Woo-hoo! Jerk, man. Tough guy.
Hey,
Rico,
want to sit together?
No, thanks, Diz.
What's your malfunction, Rico?
You are. I joined up to get out on my own, and you had to tag along.
You think I joined the mobile infantry because of you?
You saying you didn't?
Hi.
Forget about it, Ace. You don't stand a chance.
What makes you even think you're going to make squad leader, Rico?
Something I got, you don't.
Huh, you rich kids are all sick.
It isn't about that. It's about who's the best.
Hey!
Fire squad!
Sir, I don't understand. Who needs a knife in a nuke fight anyway? All you gotta do is push a button. Sir?
Cease fire! Put your hand on that wall, trooper. Put your hand on that wall! The enemy cannot push a button if you disable his hand. Medic!
Well, we all have one thing in common. We were all stupid enough to sign up for mobile infantry. Breckenridge, what's your excuse?
Oh, my family's all farmers. I hate farming. I mean, mobile infantry is like pure picnic by comparison.
All right, so they grow them big and dumb on the farm planet. Huh? And pretty!
I like big!
Jonathan, what about you?
Oh, I'm going into politics, and, you know, you got to be a citizen for that, so here I am.
Ah, you want some responsibility.
Yeah.
Shijumi, come on, let's keep it going.
I got into Harvard, but my father says forget it. It's going to cost an arm and a leg, you know? So, if I serve, Federation pays my way.
I want to have babies. You know, it's a lot easier to get a license if you serve, so.
I'm going career, officer's training, all the way.
Ah, future Sky Marshal. All right, Rico, your turn.
Who asked you to be so nosy?
What, I'm the bad guy? I'm going to be a writer. You know, a writer's got a right to be nosy. Hey, Flores, do you know Rico from Buenos Aires? What's his story?
Oh, it's here because of a girl.
You're excited.
Is he new?
This is where we live. Not much, but it's home. Right there, that's my bunk, where I dream about you every night. Food's pretty tough. Sometimes I think I won't make it. But then I think about what you're doing and I try hard.
You mind?
Who knows? They might even make me squad leader.
Orbit and five, Ibanez. First one there gets to fly. Locking it down.
Wait! Oh no, not Ibanez again. She's crazy.
Ready?
Trainee Ibanez reporting for duty, ma'am.
Take the number 2 chair, Ibanez.
Yes, ma'am.
Baseline.
Identify.
Ibanez, T325A, clear.
What are you doing here?
I'm the guy who's going to teach you to fly this crate.
Oh, assistant instructor. Should I call you, sir?
Only when I give you an order.
Prepare for departure.
It's amazing us running into each other like this. Maybe it's fate.
Maybe not. Heard about this crazy girl coming through the academy. Solid math, a little wild on the stick, but a natural. And when it turned out to be you, I just made sure that we would run into each other.
Roger Young, cleared for undocking and departure.
All right, Ibanez. Take her out.
Yes, ma'am.
All systems go.
Never keep up.
Well, this isn't simulation anymore, so take her out easy. Cadet.
Yes, sir.
Revoke your flight status. And mine.
Your career's in my hands.
Number one, designed for Jupiter orbit.
All crew, all sections, stand by to cut in C-drive.
Star drive in.
Five, four.
Ready. Three, steady. Go.
Flip 6-3 hole.
What?
You're in a flip 6-3 hole play and you can score.
Cover me.
Got it.
Got some moves.
Give him the squad, see what he can do.
Kitty.
Someone's got to teach you guys how to play some pool here.
Look at him. You ever seen anybody so pleased with himself?
Well, Sam must have had to choose someone to be his brown nose.
All right, watch.
I couldn't have done it without you, Diz. Friends.
Friends.
Mail call! Levy!
Yeah, it's me.
Suzumi!
Here.
Rico!
Here.
Breckenridge!
Yeah.
Nyland!
Yeah, here I am. Oh, great. Yes.
That's all, folks.
Yeah. Hi, Johnny. I'm sorry I haven't written you sooner, but,
Oh, Rico,
really
you don't deserve that.
I really got us going here. They must have made you squad leader by now. And if they haven't, tell them to talk to me.
See? All it takes is the love of a good woman.
That is a woman.
Look at that.
Stop it.
Isn't it beautiful? I love it out here. And that's also the problem. Because I think I'm going to go career. I want to command a ship of my own, and you know, I don't think that's going to leave a lot of room for you and me, Johnny. I know that's not what you wanted to hear. But, I have to follow my heart. I'm sorry. Write me, all right? Write me so that I know we'll always be friends.
Funny how they always want to be friends after they rip your guts out.
What I deserve.
What are you talking about?
I joined up for her. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for her.
What are you talking about? You made squad leader on your own. Hey, still got me to kick around.
Funny game's over, children. You will be firing live ammunition in a simulated combat environment. You will exercise extreme caution on my assault course. Do you get me?
Sir, yes, sir.
Rico, take him out.
First fire team with me. Next team in 10 seconds.
Maximum score has been 280. I expect you to do better.
Go! What's the problem?
Damn thing keeps getting in my way!
How come whenever something goes wrong, it's always you, Breckenridge?
It must be because I'm big and dumb!
Damn boy!
Rico! You are relieved of squad command!
Rico, did you give the recruit permission to remove his helmet?
Sir, yes, sir. Breckenridge reported a helmet malfunction, and I asked him to show it to me, sir.
Are you rated to repair the M3 tactical helmet, Rico?
Sir, no, sir.
Then why did you order your man to remove his helmet during a live fire exercise?
Sir, I needed everyone in my squad operational, sir. I wanted to win, sir.
Sergeant, we've already lost two recruits over this incident.
Do you think there's any possibility of salvaging this man?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. We'll try administrative punishment.
Prisoner! Halt!
Down on this, son. It helps. I know.
For incompetence of command, for failure to abide by safety regulations during a live fire exercise, for negligence which contributed to the death of a teammate, recruit trainee John Rico is sentenced to administrative punishment. 10 lashes. You may carry out the sentence.
Forever.
I don't know. It depends on who you spend it with. Something's wrong. There.
No, I replotted the course. It's more efficient this way.
3 weeks aboard a starship, and you think that you can lick my naps?
Check it.
You know, I was talking with Captain Deladier, and she said...
Don't change the subject. Am I right?
Yeah. You're right.
So what did the captain say?
Thanks. I have to team up officially and crew for her.
You and me, huh?
We're good together, Carmen. We're way ahead of the curve in every department. I can anticipate you. You know what I want.
No. What do you want? There's a gravity field out there.
Run a scan. Sensors on.
There. Gravity at 225 and rise. Report.
Captain, we're in the path of an unidentified object moving toward us at high speed.
Profile suggests an asteroid, ma'am.
Out of the arachnid quarantine zone, ma'am.
Number four, contact fleet. Tell them there's a loose asteroid headed their way.
Communications are down, ma'am. They're gone.
Damage assessment.
Hull's compromised. We're lucky to be alive, ma'am.
Luck didn't have anything to do with it. We have a hell of a flight team. Really stinks you going.
Yeah, well, the mobile infantry will just have to get along without me.
I don't get it, Rico. You took your licks. If they didn't want you, they would have kicked you out.
Hey. I joined up for the wrong reasons. I got a guy killed. I figured that kind of proves I don't have what it takes.
Rico! Your call's going through. Take it there.
Hello? Oh, Johnny.
Hi, Mom.
Bill, pick it up. It's Johnny.
Johnny?
Dad?
Where's your uniform?
Bill?
It's just good to hear from you. How are you, son?
It's not really working out here for me, Dad. I was hoping it would be all right if I came home.
Of course. You should come home immediately.
I'm sorry. I've been an idiot.
Now, don't talk like that. You just come on home. Talk things out. We love you, son.
My, what's that?
It's like rain.
This time of year?
Sure, it's dark.
Your transmission has been terminated due to atmospheric interference. Please try your call again later.
I'll see ya.
Hey. You take that stroll down Washout Lane. You're only proving one thing, Johnny.
What's that, Diz?
That you don't have what it takes to be a citizen.
Go!
devastation we are seeing is unparalleled. Judging from early estimates, millions dead, a city in ruins.
Is that Geneva?
Goddamn bugs whacked us, Joe.
The meteor was shot out of orbit by bug plasma that derived from Clendathil, the arachnid's home planet. Nothing lives in what was once called the Latin Paradise.
Oh, Johnny, it's us.
Buenos Aires has been wiped off the earth.
It's home.
The Federal Council met moments ago and voted unanimously for mobilization to destroy the arachnid threat.
I'll go anywhere.
Forget it, Jim. We need you here.
I want combat, sir.
The only way you're going to see combat is if you bust yourself to private. Get me?
Yes, sir. I get you.
Sir! What do you want, Rico? I wish to reconsider my request to drop out, sir. You already signed your 1248, son. It wouldn't be legal. Major, I know it was wrong. I didn't learn from one mistake and I made another, sir. You made your decision, son. Sir, my family... My whole family was in Buenos Aires, sir.
Is this your signature, Rico?
Sir, you said it, sir.
Doesn't look like it to me. Carry on, Private.
Yes, sir.
Out of the ashes of Buenos Aires comes first sorrow, then anger.
The only good bug is a dead bug.
In Geneva, the Federal Council convenes.
We must meet the threat with our valor, our blood, indeed with our very lives, to ensure that human civilization, not insect, dominates this galaxy now and always.
Sky Marshal Deans announces plans for an offensive against Clendathil, source of the bug meteor that destroyed Buenos Aires. Every day, federal scientists are looking for new ways to kill bugs.
Your basic arachnid warrior isn't too smart, but you can blow off a limb. It's still 86% combat effective. Here's a tip. Aim for the nerve stem and put it down for good.
Would you like to know more? Everyone's doing their part. Are you? The war effort needs your effort. At work, at home, in your community. We now break net and take you live to Fleet Battle Station Ticonderoga, deep inside the arachnid quarantine zone, where the men and women of the Federal Armed Services prepare to attack.
DHQ, uplink on 2-1. You're on.
No one here in the AQZ knows exactly when the invasion of Clendathil will occur, but everyone's talking about it, and the talk says tomorrow. Here's a bunch of MI kids that look like they could eat bugs for lunch.
Yum, yum, yum.
So, Trooper, you're not too worried about fighting the arachnids?
Hey, shoot a nuke down a bug hole, you got a lot of dead bugs,
I
all
just
right?
hope it's not over before we get sunk.
Some say the bugs were provoked by the intrusion of humans into their natural habitat. That a live-and-let-live policy is preferable to war with the bugs.
Let me tell you something. I'm from Buenos Aires, and I say kill them all!
Yeah! Oh, yeah! 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 Oh, yeah!
Big bad bugs, huh?
Hey, guys. We ought to get tattoos.
Let's all get cut again.
What do I want a tattoo for?
Oh, what? Your skin's too pretty? Come on, everyone.
Hey, Johnny! Johnny Rico.
Carmen?
Oh. Kitties. Guess I ought to lose the hat when I'm off duty. Hi, Dis. Carmen?
My mother was right about you. You look great in your uniform.
You look pretty good yourself.
So, what do you hear? You know about anyone who made it out of BA alive?
most of the time I don't think about it. Like it happened to someone else. And it hits me and I can't stop crying.
Well, we're still alive. Gotta be happy about that.
You don't look very happy to see me.
Should I be?
Johnny. It's different now. We're at war. I mean, I think what I did was probably the best thing for both of us.
Everything copacetic, Lieutenant?
Xander, you remember Johnny? Xander and I are a flight team now.
Damn, we're best in the fleet.
I get it. This is the part that's best for both of us. Don't do me any more favors.
Johnny, wait.
Yeah, forget it, Lieutenant. He's mobile infantry. See, when you're trained to kill, it just doesn't pay to be polite.
You got something to say about the mobile infantry?
I think you heard me. You want to make something of it? Private?
Not with an officer. No, sir. The MI doesn't mean stupid troopers.
Let's disregard rank.
Xander, please.
Anybody hear that? Rank is not an issue here.
Don't do this.
Come on, what's he gonna do?
According to military intelligence, it'll be random and light. Drop status?
Drop is 35% complete, ma'am.
Steady as she goes, number two. Someone made a big goddamn mistake.
crisis for humankind. Fleet officials admit they underestimated the arachnid's defensive capability. Accepting responsibility for Klendathu, Sky Marshal Deans resigns. His successor, Sky Marshal Tahat Maru, outlines her new strategy.
To fight the bug, we must understand the bug. We can ill afford another Klendathu.
Would you like to know more? Federal scientists struggle to explain the intelligent military actions of the arachnids.
When a colony reaches a certain size, 300 generations or something, it gets smarter.
Insect with intelligence? Have you ever met one? I can't believe I am hearing this nonsense.
You just
this
wait
is the most
a
ridiculous
moment.
Conversation I have
maybe
ever had.
There is some kind of bug that we haven't seen yet. A leadership cast, a hive brain.
Brain bugs? Frankly, I find the idea of a bug that thinks offensive.
This is Roger Young requesting approach vector.
Affirmative, Roger Young. 100952. Welcome back.
My God. How could this happen?
We thought we were smarter than the bugs.
Bugs don't take prisoners.
About our new unit.
Roughnecks killed more bugs than any other
outfit on Big Ten. Yeah, well, I hear their lieutenant's a real nutbuster.
Who's top pick?
You want the job, huh?
I wouldn't mind.
I would.
Just doing my part.
Orders. Yours? Where have you been besides Big Ten? Outer Ring, Zegama Beach.
Zegama Beach. I always wanted to go there.
Good luck. It's not there anymore.
So I hear your lieutenant's a real nutbuster.
No one talks about the lieutenant that way. You saved my life.
Mine too. Same for me.
Me too.
Well, sounds like he's quite a guy.
Who do you think saved your ass?
Stand by. Attention on deck!
Captain,
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits. If you don't do your job, I'll shoot you. You get me?
We get you, sir!
Welcome to the Roughnecks.
Wildcats, Roughnecks!
At ease, listen up. Got a new Sky Marshal and a new battle plan. Gonna clean out the systems outlying Klyndaff to one planet at a time. Tomorrow we hit Tango Urilla. After Fleet glasses the planet, MI mops up. Carry on. Buckle, nuke it.
Watkins, take out Flores and Rico.
Copy that. Move out!
First platoon, we're going to that ridge. Libby, with me.
No, I'm in the squad. Come on, Rico.
Shut up and follow.
Much to look at after you scrape them off your boot.
Bughole. There.
moves. Where'd you learn how to do that, soldier?
Back in school, sir. Don't you remember? I was captain of the team.
Rico.
Sir.
I need a corporal. You're it until you're dead, or till I find somebody better.
Thank you, sir.
All right, saddle up!
Corporal?
I need a squad leader.
Oh, no. No, I've been there and blew it. I'm just here to fight.
What about it, Dad?
First sergeant, get to your engineer.
Looks like I'm your girl, sir.
Listen up! I expect the best, and I give the best. Here's the bear.
Bug's good.
Thanks.
You knew the lieutenant before the war. What was he like?
He was a teacher. Kind of like he knew it all. He always had this little smile.
Yeah, well, he don't smile much anymore.
Yeah, well, I guess your bottle fills up real quick when your kids get smart.
Come on, Corporal.
No, I don't do that anymore.
I remember when you used to dance. Come on.
Do I have to pull rank?
Excuse me, sir.
Rico, you once asked me for advice. Want some now?
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant, HQ's on the comm.
Never pass up a good thing. Here.
So, Rico, what are you doing after the dinner? Things work out.
We finally got together, Tess.
I love you, Johnny.
Rico!
Moving out. There's been a distress call from General Owen on Planet B, so get your shit wired and report in 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Who's that with you?
Clear, sir.
Make it 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.
20 minutes.
We can do it.
Whiskey Outpost, do you copy? This is Roughneck 20 on TAC 3. Come in, please.
Whiskey Outpost, this is Roughneck 20 on TAC 3.
Any contact with General Owen?
No, sir. Not even the transponder signal.
It's these canyons. Go to higher ground, sir.
Whiskey Outpost, this is Roughneck 20 on...
Sugar?
Your what?
Help me!
I'd expect anyone in this unit to do the same for me. Rico.
Sir.
You're acting sergeant. Move him out.
You heard the lieutenant. Saddle up.
Someone really humped the bunk.
Watkins.
Sir.
Secure this compound. Police these bodies.
Yes, sir. Give me three. Up on the tower. Now.
Aye,
aye. OP there.
Tower
two. Police up these bodies.
Whew. Snakes in there.
Come with me on the gate.
Rico.
Come with me.
Yes, sir.
You need retrieval. This place crawls. Get somebody in a communications tent and get me an uplink.
Yes, sir. This. Check it out.
Man group with me.
Lieutenant!
Dirty bugs came in right while they were having chow. Ugh.
Yeah, this is where they got in.
Lieutenant! I think you're gonna want to see this.
What you got for us?
God, I hate this place.
What does that look like to you, Rico?
Looks like a bug was in his brain, sir.
They sucked his brains out. Pick up the general.
Son, to the tank. We better get out of here.
General,
sir.
Thank God for you. All of you. You're all going to be heroes. Every last one of you.
Close that hole.
Sir. I had to evade capture. The security of the Federation was at stake. I have operational knowledge of what we're up to out here.
Flores, I need that uplink.
Working on it, sir.
Damn it.
See? They get in your mind. Look, they did it to Farley. They got in his mind. They make you do things. They made Farley call headquarters.
The distress call was a trap.
They're just like us. They want to know what makes us tick. They want to know us so they can kill us.
Roughnecks, this is Lee. Prepare for attack. Dire and Beaver, we're going to be attacked.
Where's the retrieval boat?
Mayday, mayday. This is Roughneck 20 to battle group. Do you read?
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand?
We're all gonna die!
Second squad!
Control yourself, General.
I can't! I wish you'd just shoot me.
Lieutenant!
He's just a little out of his mind, sir.
Warm it all up! Everything you've got! Come on, you hey! You want to live forever?
Thank you.
dying.
No. You're going to be all right, Diz.
It's all right. Because I got to have you. Try to let me go.
I think you should know. Your friend Rico is back there.
Get on a comm and tell Fleet to blast that rock.
On whose authority, Corporal?
That would be mine, sir. I assume command of the mission.
Dr. Young, we have an official request by the mobile infantry to commence bombardment of Planet P.
I thought you were dead.
I'm not, but a lot of my troopers are.
Negative on your request, Ritter. The Sky Marshal has other plans for Planet P. Welcome back.
Am I just dying? Fleet just does the flying.
Hold on, something's up. Fleet's mobilized for a big operation.
Once, somebody asked me if I knew the difference between a citizen and a civilian. I can tell you now. A citizen has the courage to make the safety of the human race their personal responsibility. Dizzy was my friend. She was a soldier. But more than that, she was a citizen of the Federation.
Prison!
Detail. Dismissed.
That is.
How are you, Carl?
Carmen, good. Johnny, I'm sorry it had to be your unit on P. That mission had a very low survival probability.
The bugs laid a trap for us, didn't they?
Elegant proof of intelligence, isn't it? I thought there might be a brain bug on P.
You knew and you sent them anyway?
We couldn't afford to launch an operation if there wasn't one. You don't approve? Well, too bad. We're in this for the species, boys and girls. It's simple numbers. They have more. And every day I have to make decisions that send hundreds of people like you to their deaths.
Didn't they tell you, Colonel? That's what the mobile infantry's good for.
I hope you're ready for more. We're going back to P. To capture that brain.
The roughnecks are always ready, sir.
I hear they need a new lieutenant. Want the job?
I'll take it. Until I get killed or you find someone better.
Attention, all personnel report to United.
Well?
Prepare for drop in 75 minutes.
Take care of yourself, Johnny.
I'll see you again.
Where are all these kids?
We got reinforced.
Most of them are fresh out of boot.
Where the old men, Ace?
This is for all you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights. No one quits. If you don't do your job, I'll kill you myself. Do you get me?
We don't deserve!
Welcome to the Roughnecks.
Rico's Roughnecks!
Today we're going to pay a visit to Bug City. We're looking for a bug no one's ever seen before. Some kind of smart bug. And it probably knows we're coming. Saddle up!
Get us clear for warp number two.
Clear in five.
Shading star drive in five.
Burned up.
Found the rescue man.
Any survivors?
Well, they're getting tarred up there pretty bad.
Bravo 6-3 to report. Is anyone receiving?
Affirmative. This is Roughneck 2-0.
You're breaking up. Say again.
Carmen? Carmen!
that you?
Yeah, it's me. What's your position and situation?
We're in Bug City, 20 meters underground. Position? South 42 East 118. Situation is...
I repeat, South 42 East 118. Carter!
The situation is extremely hostile.
I need a squad to pull him out! Correction! 3-click south by southwest!
What do you want to do?
You heard the lieutenant! Rescue party! Bird squad, come with me!
Cancel that! You know as well as I do she's already dead.
Sorry, buddy.
Roughnecks! Let's move.
All right.
Lives.
We should go this way.
A Company's that way.
Yeah. But Carmen's down there.
Yeah, I hate to be rude, buddy. Word has it, she's dead.
She's still alive.
How do you know?
I don't know how I know, but I know.
Listen, you got command. We're going off mission. That's a serious offense.
Yeah, I think they hang you for that.
Roughneck 2-0, proceed on mission. I need 2 volunteers.
Ah!
You know what this is? Sure you do. You're some kind of big, fat smart bug, aren't you?
Roughneck 2-0. Brain bug sighted moving west of grid 5.
Think, and then we'll know how to beat them. One day it will all be over, and everyone will forget that this was the moment. This is when it turned. And it wasn't the mighty fleet, it wasn't some fancy new weapon. It was a drill instructor named Zim who captured a brain.
Zim.
Good job, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir. It would be
private, sir.
Carry on, private.
Yes, sir!
What mysteries will the brain bug reveal? Federal scientists are working around the clock to probe its secrets. Once we understand the bug, we will defeat it. We have the ships. We have the weapons. We need soldiers. Soldiers like Lieutenant Stack Lumbreeson.
We're in the target area now, Captain.
And Captain Carmen Abanez.
This is the captain speaking. All personnel prepare for drop.
Soldiers like Private Ace Levy and Lieutenant John Rico.
Come on, you ape! You want to live forever!
We need you all. Service guarantees citizenship.